The Sadducees were a group of Jewish people who believed in the one true God, the God of Israel, but only used the first five books of the Old Testament. So without any reading of the prophets or anything, they did not believe in the resurrection of the coming Messiah. And so the Sadducees did not believe in anything after this time on this earth. And so, of course, they were sad, you see. Sorry, I had to go there. Even though we believe in the resurrection, we believe in life after death, after the grave, let me be clear. What we mean is the soul never dies, but that there is a resurrection of the body. That at the end of time, our bodies will be made perfect and reunited with our living souls in either heaven or hell. But let me focus a little more on this point of resurrection of the body using our first reading. Our first reading gives the true account of seven brothers and their mother who were being persecuted for their faith by the evil king Antiochus. As our first reading begins, these seven brothers were arrested and tortured by the king to force them to eat pork in violation of God's law. Can you imagine? The family's being tortured and killed just because they wouldn't eat a little pork. It's just a little pork, right? It's no big deal. Wouldn't you think that just it's okay if I eat a little pork just so I can save my life? No big deal, right? These brothers did not compromise their faith, even a little bit. What about you? Do you compromise your faith, even a little bit, to save your life? Do you think that these Jews, though, even knew why God commanded them not to eat pork? I don't think so. All they knew was God commanded them not to eat pork, but they didn't really know why, and yet they still obeyed. It's a good thing that none of us have ever compromised our faith, have never disobeyed the commandments of our faith, even the slightest, right? See if any of these scenarios have ever been true in your life. Parents, say your son or daughter has a sport tournament or something on Sunday. Or maybe they just didn't get their all of their homework done. Or maybe you're on a family vacation. Have you ever missed Mass because of those reasons? Thinking, it's okay. God understands my situation. God understands why we can't go this Sunday. And it's only one Sunday. It's not that big of a deal, right? Those who have ever thought that have thought that, well, God understands our situation. God understands this tournament. God understands my homework. God understands this or that. Really do not understand God's situation he put himself in. My brothers and sisters, when we come to Mass, this is the most important thing we could ever do. And yet, even still, we sometimes compromise our faith, even in the slightest. But what's worse is we don't really know why. We know we should come to Mass, but we don't really know why it's so important. So let me read from you some points from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. From the beginning of time, Jesus, through the disciples, down through the centuries, have commanded us, do this in memory of me. Through the Mass, in every Mass, the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus, the self-offering on the cross, and the intercession on our behalf to the Father, is celebrated and renewed in every single Mass. Now, I don't know about you, but I certainly need Jesus to consistently and constantly intercede to the Father on my behalf, because I am a sinful person. Don't you need Jesus to constantly say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? That is what Jesus is doing in every sacrifice of the Mass. And the Catechism of the Catholic Church goes on to state, the sacrifice of Christ on the cross and the sacrifice of the Eucharist is one single sacrifice. The same Christ who offered himself once in a bloody manner on the altar of the cross is contained and offered in an unbloody manner. What this means is the resurrection from the dead is lived out, is entered into whenever we come to Mass. Therefore, the sacrifice and the resurrection of Jesus from the dead for our redemption is accomplished in every Mass. But for those who choose to compromise their faith in just a little bit by choosing to miss Mass on Sunday by their own choosing not to participate, do not participate in their redemption. It's as if they are saying, it's okay, God, I don't need your salvation. Because as I said, in every Mass, the work of our redemption is accomplished. And this means for all of those who for some reason or another are not able to receive Holy Communion, they are not in the state of grace, they still should come to Mass. And if one chooses not to come to Mass when they are healthy and able, as I said, are choosing not to participate in the work of their redemption. Every time we receive Holy Communion, the body, the blood, soul, and divinity is given and received into our very bodies. We receive God, His soul, and His resurrected body into our very bodies. Our redemption is accomplished. Our bodies and souls are made ready for eternity with Him each and every time we come to Mass and receive Holy Communion. So now, do you understand why we must follow these seven brothers and mother in our first reading and not compromise our faith even in the slightest? If we hope to share in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, which is accomplished every Mass, then let us choose not to miss Mass, but instead make Jesus the center and the most important thing that we do every Sunday, because there is nothing else more important.